Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Start with Leah on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. And I really wanted to welcome my guest also immediately. Hi, Werner. Good to see
Hi,
you, hear you.
Magdalena. Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much. Well, I just wanted to thanks first everybody for tuning in for tonight into my bi-weekly show, Conscious Start with Radio. With Leo, dedicated for personal growth, global transformation, and awakening humanity. I also wanted to let our listener know if anybody is interested to interact, please call in 888 627-6088. So if you have any question tonight, please feel free to call in. Well, Bella, I just wanted to welcome you and thank you for to being here in the show.
Yeah, thank you,
And
Magdalena. Thanks for having me. It's a
you
pleasure.
were welcome.
It is a pleasure.
You were welcome. And listen, before we start with the show, I just wanted to kind of let our listener know that we had actually a pretty hard time to decide, what we wanted to share with them. So we decided that we will create two parts. Part one for today, and the second part we will air on April 29 at the same time here. And tonight, our focus will be on the geopathology and environmental stress impact. And on the next show, we will actually announce, but it will be more about the energy in the water and food and also our health. So, Werner, welcome here. And before we start, I would really like you to just kind of give us a little introduction or background about yourself and, how did you kind of get involved into this whole geopathology and feng shui?
Yeah, that's a long story, as always, and a story of personal experience, as you know. My background is in engineering. I'm an engineer for electronics. I worked for many years in the high-tech medical field with big machineries for hospitals, with computer tomographs, MRIs, those stuff of things. And about 15, 16 years ago, my wife and I decided, after living in Austria for about 10 years, my wife is American. We decided to move to America. And at the moment when we moved, or shortly afterwards, she got our delivered our third child here, and about 2 weeks after the birth of the boy, she was diagnosed with cancer, with lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which hit us, of course, totally unexpectedly, because we had led a pretty decent lifestyle with organic food and all those things you are usually supposed to do to not get sick. And what happened at this time was, I had studied energies and feng shui. Aside of my technical work for quite a long time, my father was a water dowser, so I was exposed to this kind of energetic thinking since small childhood. And what I remembered then, because once you're in a situation like that yourself, you always pulled a bit closer into the knowledge. That there is a lot of research in Germany and in Austria, in especially in Middle Europe, about cancer and earth energies. And there are specific environmental energies in the earth, in the ground, but also some are man-made, which for 80, 90 years are proven to at least accompany cancer always, always. And the secret is, on one hand, you want to fight the cancer, of course, and that's a difficult decision which way you go there anyway. But the other important part is you want to make sure that the cause is behind change. Because if you don't change a situation where the cancer started to develop, and you get back, to the same situation, without changing that, then very likely the cancer will come back in 2 or 3 years, and that's unfortunately often what happens. Even if people, you know, nowadays they realize that they have to change their diet very often, you know, and they have to be hydrated well, and a lot of those things, but the environmental part is still not much known in America and much more known in Europe.
This is exactly, let me add, Werner, let me just add that. I remember we were just talking about and we decided that was the primary reason that we wanted to bring awareness, you know, to the public and to the people, how about these energetic imprints and environmental impact has actually impact on the human energy. And that's not much talked about. And we decided we wanted to be more practical and logical, not so much into esoteric. And so this is why I really appreciate that whole sharing here.
Absolutely, and you know, what people in Europe do, because you know, I just want to mention the feng shui part or the geopathic part within the feng shui part, because feng shui for a lot of people sounds a bit esoteric and not that real, but you know, in reality, feng shui is the Chinese aspect of the environmental energies, you know, and if it's done properly. What should be done is one should assess the energetic information and the energetic structure of a house and then change it and then check the outcome again. And the way we do that is we use dowsing instruments and dowsing technologies to do that. So it's not something where we just follow rules and, you know, sometimes in feng shui people know they should, I don't know, hang some wind chimes in some corner of the room to put some energy there. But that's kind of quite blind measures to do. So what we want to do, we want to measure the energy, check the energy, especially in the bedroom where we spend a lot of time. And if we find any draining structures or draining energies there, we want to change them. We want to check again to make sure that it's done. And then we know that, you know, we have an improved situation.
Absolutely. But yeah, well, look, like I said, you know, this is what is so beautiful about that you are, what you're really taking is you're taking your engineering path, which is very, very practical, and then, you know, combined with the esoteric aspect.
And that's this allows me, my engineering background allows me often to bridge the world a bit between, you know, skeptics and scientists and the energy workers.
Absolutely.
I had just recently an interesting encounter with a retired radiologist here, a local one in Maine. I live up here on the East Coast, very north in Maine. And, you know, and he was very open-minded on one hand. On the other hand, you know, he still struggled with the concept of these all these energetic impacts. But because I had myself a background in science and especially in the contact with radiologists and with medicine of that part, you know, it was much easier to connect with him and to explain things, to show him how things are. You know, we went to his house and I did a consultation in his place, and he had a big water stream crossing under his bed, you know, and he had all kind of medical problems and issues, and unfortunately, as we know, medicine very often just conquers issues just from the back end to linger the symptoms, but not really to change a situation so the body would be able to heal itself. And that,
well, absolutely, Werner, and this is, remember, again, I have to, you know, kind of invoke on this that, you know, what we are trying to do is to bring more awareness here. You know, and also what I really wanted you to do is share, please, because I was so fascinated when you kind of tell the story to me about how to increase your bank account. And that would be something that people will be kind of stunned. It's not what they are thinking.
before we go,
I love the story. I'm sorry.
I don't know which story you specifically
talking about health-related, you know, health-related bank account.
Comparing it as to a bank account.
Yeah.
I see. Look, the concept is, you know, I really want you to use your common sense. Okay, so things must be simple and logically in order to work. You know, the main idea when you look at energetic medicine is that everything is energy. Everything is frequency. Okay, if you look in terms of physics, if you look on very small particles, you know, look at atoms and electrons moving around the nucleus, the closer you look, the more all matter disappears and only movement and speed and frequency stays over. Okay, so we really can see the closer we get that everything dissolves into frequency and everything is energy. And when energies mix up, for example, simple example in feng shui, when you look for a house and you enter a house because you do, you know, you check out houses with your realtor, as soon as you enter the house, your energy and the house energy mix up, you know, and they come really close. And then something happens. If energies come together, they either resonate or they dissonate. You know, when they resonate, they are attracted to each other. They like each other. You know, when they dissonate, they dislike each other. So you walk into a brand new home, fantastic house, and you just don't like it. You know, you don't really know why. You're just from your belly, from your intuition, you don't like the house. You know, it doesn't fit your specific energetic needs. Or on the other hand, you know, it might be an old house, it might be a little bit, need some work, but you walk in and you just love the space. And you, you know, have all these ideas what you can do with the space. This is when energies mix. And when they dissonate, you know, what is created, you know, is chaos and stress. And this is where the term geopathic stress comes from. Geopathic means pathologic, sick-making, and geo, the earth. So it's sick-making stress out of the earth, of different earth patterns, and we can talk about this in a little bit if you'd like to.
But absolutely, because we want to bring education and awareness.
Yes, yes. And I just try to make the big bow to your story of the bank account. Because you know, how I would define or like to define health is with a bank account. And that allows us a little bit of relaxation because in a lot of cases, people get stressed out because everybody tells them to not eat any meat, not eat any junk food, don't have coffee anymore, you know, and it's just too much, all these good ideas. You know, they are good, of course, but they are too much sometimes. And so from a more practical point, what I would like to say is, you know, just health is a bank account. As long as there is money in the account and you do good things, like you have a smoothie for breakfast, you exercise, you meditate, all these are deposits into your bank account. And when you have a coffee, which, you know, I like a nice cup
me
of
too.
Tea once in a while, but, you know, that's a bit of a takeout, of a withdrawal of your account. Or if you have, you know, a glass of alcohol, you know, that's a withdrawal. And that's fine as long as you do something good at the same time or you fill something back in. You can have a steak, you know, and some big dessert. Just you can't do this all the time because then you always take more money out of your account than you put back in. And at some point, what might happen is that your account runs out of money. And this is, you know, when you are in the middle of your life, maybe 40-ish, and suddenly you develop allergies or stuff which you never had before. Because now your system gets a bit fragile because, you know, you didn't take too much care of your account. And then at some point you still can live on that because you can live on credit cards for a while. And then there comes the point when there is no more credit, you know, and this is when the big stories
come. So you have to pay back.
A diagnosis and somebody, they say, oh, boom, now you have cancer. You know, cancer doesn't develop overnight. Cancer comes a long, long time. And when it really appears, that's just the last stage. And still, you know, if you know what you're doing and you do the right things, you just refill money and you into your account fast enough and you close any cracks in your system. You know, that's another important part. And this is what geopathic stress does. Geopathic stress is a crack in your bank account where money runs out all the time without you even realizing it, knowing it, you know, because it drains your chi, it drains your life force, your energy.
Mm.
Is this enough explanation for the bank account?
Oh, I mean, if you have more, I mean, I am just fascinated. I'm totally fascinated because, you know what, I was just thinking, you know, just metaphorically, well, is that has something to do with also our economic crisis, what we are dealing right now?
No, yeah, you know, you can see this on different levels, you know, and money
exactly.
is just another form of energy and of energy flow. So mm-hmm. if you have trouble of keeping money in, you know, because it runs through your fingers all the time, or you don't even get enough in, you don't get enough chi into your space, you know, then we are back at feng shui, because in feng shui, we set up the house in a way that the energy, there is enough energy outside the house, hopefully, you know, and we bring it nicely in, and we have a good flow through the house, and that's all important to be energized, you know, on all levels. And this can be health, this can be relationships. You know, in feng shui, there are these eight different bagua areas, and one mm-hmm. is for your career, and one is for your wealth and prosperity, and one is your for relationships and different other ones. But it's always the same principle. You want good balance, you want stability there, and you want the energy to nicely support all these different areas of the house.
Well, absolutely. This shows actually everywhere, you know, the same thing, look like bank account, feng shui in every area, you know, we are missing either we have a balance or imbalance, look like a resonance and dissonance.
Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, if we jump here into the health field again, you know, there are people out there who say there is only one reason for illness, and it is stress. You know, stress makes us acidic. So acidity makes us ill. And if you look at it from that perspective, that stress is not just an emotional stress, but it can be a physical stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you drink a coffee, your system is stressed out and pumps out adrenaline. You know, and this is why you wake up from coffee, because there is adrenaline getting out into your system, and this is how you wake up until the body finds out that it's the wrong alarm. And then, you know, you get sleepy again, you need another cup of coffee. That's why the coffee is not that great. Or it is environmental stress. You know, environmental stress is another form which just permanently keeps you in a fight-and-flight mode. And when the body is in a fight-and-flight mode, it cannot really heal at the same time. So the ideal situation is that during the day, the body is more active, you know, and responds to those stress factors. But at night, he gets a nice quiet time to recharge the energy and to recharge the system. And this is where healing happens. But now if we expose our bed to a geopathic and environmentally stress situation, then, you know, there is a permanent, ongoing, subtle form of stress which affects us. And so the body never gets into the healing mode. And this is when you know, wake up and you're totally exhausted. Even you just spent time in your bed, you know, 7 hours maybe. Or you woke up around 3 o'clock. That is a very typical sign. Between 2:30 and 3 o'clock is a maximum intensity-wise of geopathic stress. Grids and energies. So this is why a lot of people wake up around this time and then have trouble to get back to sleep. So if something like that happens, that should be an alarm signal for you to check on the space, because something is going on and you're not getting the recovery time and the recharging of your life force batteries. And on the long term, it empties out your bank account and it makes you sick because it weakens your system until at some point the different systems break down and the immune system breaks down and the cells don't work as they should anymore and work properly anymore. And that causes a chain reaction in many cases and a lot of trouble.
Well, as I'm just listening to you, I'm just kind of coming with an idea. How about a different ley lines? And something just kind of hit me out and then nowhere. So I am just kind of throwing the question here in. I'm not quite sure will that make any sense, but just still asking. Different ley lines, the Hartman, then grid, and all these different ley lines. But also my question to you would be, look like we have this right now issue in Japan, the radiation and stuff. Will that radiation actually travel through those ley lines? This is right now totally crazy question.
Let me say that first. There are different definitions what ley lines are and what geopathic lines are and what those specific grids like Hartmann grid and Benker grid, which you mentioned, are. So let me take a minute and explain a few of those things.
Okay.
In my personal definition and understanding, ley lines are positive lines. Okay, so there are many grid structures around the world. Some carry good energies, some carry draining or negative. And it's not really, geopathic stress is not just a bad thing or a negative thing. Geopathic stress is a decreasing energy. If you think of the yin and yang cycle, you know this symbol with yin and yang, black and white, all in a circle, okay? So what it shows you that when one part gets bigger and bigger, the other one diminishes, until you reach a maximum, and then the whole thing balances back.
Okay? Collapses.
So in spring, the male forces, the expanding forces get bigger and bigger, the sun goes stronger and stronger, until in summer it reaches a maximum, and then in late summer you can feel already fall coming, and instead of the expansion has stopped, and a contraction happens. Okay, to conclude the cycle, and then in fall it just contracts more and more until it hovers like cold in winter, and then at some point late winter you can feel how spring is coming, then it goes the other way around again. And so this is a natural circle. And whenever we hear about energies and chi, we always think, oh, we want more and more, more chi. But it just can't go just one way, right? But that's the idea, maybe of spring when everything expands and we get more and more energy. But then as we go through the cycle, in late summer, everything stops and then contracts again. And this is where the geopathic energies come into play in nature, because geopathic energies increase the degradation process, the rotting process. Only when the leaves rot at the end of this, dust to dust, the new life and a new cycle can start, right? So you need some energy where everything is just taken apart and in order to make a good basis for the next year. And so geopathic energies increases the rotting. And this is why, for example, ants love geopathic stress. A lot of insects, because they clean up everything and take everything apart are part of the rebuilding process here. And so it's an essential part of nature. It's just, if something is accelerating the rotting process, it's not necessarily good to expose ourselves of this energy and sleep on that, because it helps the degrading of not the uplifting. So we want to do the opposite. We want to stay away of that. We want to do anti-aging because it accelerates. What is rotting? Rotting is faster aging, right? So we want to, you know, there's a lot of energies and plants and whatever stuff in nature which, you know, are toxic for us. So, you know, so not everything which is out there which fits in the big picture, but not everything is necessarily good for us. So we want to stay away from this type of energies. And so some of the grid lines carry uplifting energies, and some grid lines carry those draining and rotting energies. And when we look at a consultation, when we look at a space, we look for these grid lines or zones or areas where the energy is drained in order to be able to avoid them. You know, these energies are all over the place because they're part of nature, and they are not, you know, such a big danger for us, you know, just to be there for a little bit. But if we lie in bed and this energy is there below us, you know, maybe deep in the earth under the bed, and it affects us on top there, and we spend 8 hours, well, one third of our life on top of this energy, you can imagine that this is not really a good place to be, or at least we are exhausted and tired when we get off there, and we are not energized, you know, and usually that's not what we like to do. So there are ley lines which are, you know, per definition more positive energies, and there are geopathic grids and lines which are so-called negative or draining. And you know, there are three major natural causes for geopathic stress. One is underground, deep underground running water.
I had experience really with that in Germany myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what a lot of dowsers also are aware of, you know, because a lot of dowsers look for water, for wells. So that's better known than the different grids. So underground running water, and in most cases, it's not a problem or a fault of the water itself. Just water is picks up energetic information very, very quickly. It's an incredible memory medium for energies. And when it runs through those grid lines or other areas, it picks up geopathic energy and carries it with it. And then it radiates this on top of the water line or wherever this goes under your house, but on top, you know, it radiates this energy off. And again, if we have our bed just on top of there, then we are affected by that. So that's one thing.
Oh, Bernard, hold on, just let me just water. Ask you that. Oh my God, yeah. I mean, this is just hit me something when you were talking about right now the memory of the water. So practically, if we are dealing with the stress already in our life, you know, it could be any stress, you know, whatever, and then the stress from the underground water adds to it, is that actually then even maximizing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, definitely.
Whoa.
You know, and because the body is made out of so much water, this is why the energy is so quickly taken on by the body. You know, the body picks up these energies immediately because the transfer from water to water is an immediate one. So that's definitely adding up. And again, you know, stress makes us acidic on a physical level. And mm-hmm. acidity then, you know, causes all kind of issues and on a cellular level, you know, and then here we go. Yeah, let me just finish the story here with the
Absolutely.
Three different mm-hmm. types of geopathic stress: underground, running water. Okay, the second group is fault lines in the earth, earth fault lines. So if there's a crack in the earth, deep underground, then there is a strange energy on top there. Not so much here on the north and east coast, more on the west coast maybe, and a lot happening now in the Midwest or somewhere they do all this cracking. You know, that's another big story which is definitely dangerous from the energetic perspective. Fault lines in the ground. And the third group are cubic regular grid systems, grid systems which are stretching through the landscape. Some go north, south, east, west, and some go diagonal. And a lot of those grids have German names because German people 100 years ago or 50 years ago described them, found them, defined them, and they carry their names, like the Hartmann grid is called after Dr. Ernst Hartmann, a medical doctor, or the Benker grid after a Redouser, Anton Benker. There is a Curry grid. Curry was an American doctor who lived in Germany about 100 years ago. So these are grids which sometimes are 100 feet apart from each other. But to some degree, they go through a house, and as soon as they go through a foundation, through a house foundation, they change their direction a little bit. If they add up, to just go through your bed at some point, that is pretty bad because they are high intensity geopathic stress radiation. In these grids, usually stronger than or quite stronger than on water. Water is not that strong, but on the other hand, water sometimes can be pretty wide. And let me just add the one thing here, what I found, I've been to Florida a number of times and did consultations there in different areas. And what I found in Florida in general is that the intensity of the grids are really, really high there. I'm not really sure why that is. They're just significantly higher than in other parts of the country.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm just getting chills right now when you are saying this. The reason why I will just confirm something to you. First experience what I had was just a few days before we had the BP oil outburst. I could feel, I was outside on the parking lot, and all of a sudden I could feel look like a rumbling underneath the earth and wobbling. And I did not share any with anybody. I shared later on with a friend of mine. And then shortly after that, we had the earthquake in New Zealand. And as I was driving home, I was feeling this wobbling sensation on the road. And so I stopped the car by the ocean, and I was feeling again. And I immediately called one of my friends in Maine, and I told her, and then later on we find it out that, it was an earthquake in New Zealand. So, wow, you're just confirming what I was experiencing.
Maybe it is because it's so close to sea level heights, but, we lived here in Maine on the coast here, and, you could say, that's not much higher over the ocean level, and it's, I don't know why Florida is, maybe it's the whole country.
I don't know,
to the earth. Anyway, but that's the case. So, again, if you notice problems with sleeping, if you wake up between 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, if your baby always falls out of the bed, babies do that, they naturally try to avoid those energies. They roll into one corner all the time, and parents come in a little bit and they always tuck them in somewhere in the middle of the bed, and an hour, 2 hours later when they check, the baby again is squeezed into one corner. They try to avoid that. There is a funny story with cat and dogs. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, so we talked about that. But a lot of dowsers are familiar with that, which is that most animals, all the bigger animals, are sensitive to geopathic stress and avoid them, like horses and cows and sheep. And on the pet level, dogs avoid those as well. So your dog naturally looks for a good spot. The only larger animal which does the opposite of everybody else, of course, are cats. And cats... are attracted to geopathic stress. So they show us with their favorite spots in the house. Very often they show us a grid already which goes through the house. Or if a cat loves your bed and loves a specific spot on your bed, it's a pretty good guess that that there is a geopathic stress or even a crossing where they lie down. And you know, sometimes I have people who say, oh, they both like my bed, the cat and the dog. And when we check them, then we find out that the part of the bed where the dog lies down is a safe part, and the part of the bed where the cat loves to be is where the geopathic line crosses over. So,
wow.
You know, I always say, you know, you can open a business and rent a cat out, and people can borrow your cat and find out where that geopathic stress in the house.
Hey, is. You never know. Maybe people will come up with ideas.
New business idea, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and how about microwaves?
Yeah, you know, this is a total different story. You know, and we definitely should cover some of this one because microwaves and the whole story of electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs as they're called, these are man-made energies and versions of a similar effect on the body, because they also create chaos in the cells. And chaos creates dissonance and stress, you know, and stress then makes the cells not work properly anymore and do like strange things. When you're stressed out, you can't do your job properly, right? If you didn't sleep well and you come to the office and there is a crowd of kids outside your window and they make a lot of noise, you know, you just drives you crazy or much faster than when you had a good night's sleep. And this is what happens to the cells in your body when you hold your cell phone next to your head. And once the cells don't do their job anymore, they start to become chaotic themselves. And then, misfunctioning happens, and the whole metabolism doesn't work as it should work, and the whole ship goes down from there. And God, you know, where do we start with EMFs? The part which most people are not aware of is, number one, do not ever use your microwave, ever. Okay, we did a lot of work with lifeblood microscopy, where we check the blood. And when I have some of those pictures on my websites, and maybe we can tell people about the different sites to look at.
Yes, absolutely, you can do that too.
But what you see is, when you have one sip of water which comes out of a microwave and you check your blood a minute later, your blood is messed up. The blood cells are all sticking together in long chains. You know, this is called rouleau formations. And when they're sticking together in these long chains, what happens is that the surface, the free surface where a blood cell can pick up oxygen, because that's what the blood cells do, they pick up oxygen and transport it to your brain. You know, this is not happening properly anymore. And then your thinking gets sluggish, you get tired. On the other hand, the body has trouble to push those long chains through small vessels. And in order just to get them through, which is much more difficult than when there are single blood cells, is it needs to increase the pressure, right? And then you have high blood pressure. And then the next step is, you know, you take a blood thinner, you take some drug in order to reverse that. Unfortunately, the blood thinner has side effects and toxins, which affect, you know, the detox organs like livers and kidneys, you know, and you get into this whole spiral of problems. Then you take another medication to help your kidneys, and you know, and then at the end you are at five or seven medications, what the average is for somebody over 50 or something like that. So never use a microwave. As soon as you put food in your microwave, it's energetically dead, you know, and that's not a good thing to start with. And then the next step is now that cell phone frequencies, the basic frequency of a cell phone and the microwave oven is exactly the same. You know, it's around 2 gigahertz. And this is why when you have a cell phone next to your microwave oven and it makes all these cracking sounds, because it picks up frequencies from there. So the cell phone is just a lower energy device. But now if you carry your water bottle with your cell phone in the same bag, you know, and practically everybody does, you know, what you do, maybe it takes 10 minutes or 15 minutes instead of 30 seconds, like with the oven, you radiate your water, and all the water you drink is messed up. And again, as we said earlier, you know, the information from the drinking water and the body water is immediately transferred. So you transfer really bad frequencies from the microwave drinking water into your body. You know, and immediately the body has more problems than benefits from you drinking the water. And we have learned in the past years, at least, from many sources, that we should hydrate, you know, which is an important part, but not with microwaved water. Or, you know, that's another discussion.
Yeah, I mean, I am just kind of, you know, this Bennett says here, water is energetically dead, even the osmosis water. So
yeah, that's another thing. The osmosis, a lot of people, you know, and have to have some special water filtering in Florida, I understand. But osmosis water is again, we checked this with our live blood microscopy, and it's, you know, and it's dead water. Okay, so. So this is, you know, we do have devices. If you want to look up our store, we do have devices to recover the water and to detox the water.
We will kind of help people with the next show. This is exactly what we are going to into the more focus on the water and food, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but what I still wanted to add to that before we go, you know, how they can help themselves and, you know, other stuff, is that I would love to kind of, you know, elaborate on the jet lag and also essential oils and radiation. I would really like to get these two pieces out also.
Yeah, you know, and this is very similar to how the body responds, okay, and how water responds. Is essential oils, for example, are concentrated high energy concentration of frequencies of plants, right? Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, again, people are not aware that when they carry their essential oils in their purse next to their cell phone, you know, that they practically ruin their essential oils. And we just very recently did quite some work and, in fact, developed one of the tools and devices to recover the oils and to protect the oils. And that's the part which fascinates me and you know, gets me going, because the engineering aspect of providing a simple energetic tool to counteract those damages, you know, all those damages we talked earlier. We have devices which shield an entire building from geopathic stress. We can fix an entire building with one device. You know, it depends on how many levels. You know, maybe if it gets too big, maybe we need a second one. But a normal house we can fix with one device. It's called a home harmonizer, if somebody wants to look that up. But we also have devices to protect the person as a form of a mobile protection, you know, to shield the etheric layer of the different aura layers of a person against energy from the environment, geopathic energy, against cell phones also, and other people's energies, for example, because often people... you know, are really drained when they work in often in supporting
service business
jobs as nurses, mm-hmm. as teachers, as social workers. You know, all day long they give energy, and they come home at the end of the day and they're totally exhausted because they have difficulty to hold their own energy and to keep their boundaries. And this is where the where your jet lag question comes in as well, because we know that high energy high altitude radiation affects pilots a lot, you know, people who are in the air a lot, that jet lag, for example, is not a problem of a time lag. It's a problem of radiation. When you go on a plane, fly on a plane for a few hours, it's like having strapped 50 or 60 cell phones to your body. You know, so you totally radiate it, and this is why your body just needs special rest afterwards. And this is where our pendants, you know, the specific one, the pro pendant, it's called, comes in. And, you know, you carry this. You don't have to wear this as a pendant, just anywhere close to your body, in a pocket or anywhere on your body. And it helps to protect the energy field of the body itself. And that's also, you know, something which often is a problem with teenagers and kids. And, you know, I have two which are now in the mid-20s already, like the older ones, and I still have a teenager. But, you know, try to take the electronics away from your teenager. I mean, good luck. You know, that's what I can say. On the other hand, it's unbelievable if you walk in a classroom, you know, and you have 20 or 30 notebooks and tablets there and cell phones there in one room. I mean, this is insane. This is crazy. And this is so crazy, you know, in the school here in where we lived a little earlier, a few years ago, during high school in Portland, Maine here, a few years ago, proudly announced that they got a cell phone tower on top of their school. I mean, this is insane. Okay, in Europe, it is forbidden to have cell phone towers so and so close to a school or a hospital. And here in America, they put it on top of their school, and then like 30% of their kids are on drugs because they can't keep their attention together and their focus. You know, and then they all have ADD and ADHD and whatever. You know, because we grill them and we radiate them. On one hand, from the outside; on the other hand, you know, through all the devices inside. So what can you do? Because you can't just live in a cave, you know. So the best way to deal with that is really to protect yourself as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
let's do. I mean, people can, you know, look your website. So this is a perfect time if you wanted to announce, you know, your websites, and if you wanted to announce, you know, the special or deals, or if you have something, so people can, check this out.
Yeah, we tried to offer a number of things here when we talked earlier before, and one thing is that. I made a number of wrote a number of ebooks, and if you go to a website called www.harmonizeyourspace.com, and I believe that's on the website also of the radio website which you put up and set up my information on, harmonizeyourspace.com, and you leave.
If it's not on, I will add to you Bjorn, okay.
It's not there?
I don't know. I said if it's not on, I will check later. And if it's not on, I will add.
Oh, you will add it. Okay. Harmonizeyourspace.com. And you can you know, keep in touch with me. You leave your email address there. And I will send you a free ebook called How to Douse Your Feng Shui Solutions. You know, it's about dowsing. And it explains something really nice, which is called body dowsing, how you use your body in a very simple exercise as a dowsing instrument. And we might, maybe next time, we can go through the exercise together and I can explain it there. But if you want this ebook, you just leave your email address there, and you get it automatically. So that's one thing. If you want to find out more about information about geopathic stress, about EMFs, how they affect you, and also, you know, some basic things which you can do to reduce those in your life, I would invite you to look at another website, which is called geopathology.com. Geo like in geography, geo the earth, geopathology.com. That's a site which talks about geopathic energies of different types, and has pictures and articles on, and some medical studies, and the story with the electromagnetic fields, with the cell phones, with the wireless router. There's a lot of concern about smart meters in Florida, I understood. You know, it gives you ideas on that, geopathology.com. And there is a shop button there also where you can find out some of our tools. For example, these pendants which you wear on your body, or some simple 24-karat gold stickers. All our products are gold and silver, and they carry an energetic programming, information program. We very recently put up a total new system here, like programming system. We are at software 6.0 at the moment, and they so they work really fast, really great. And those gold foil stickers are for your cell phones, for all your electronics, for the gaming console of your kid, maybe for the wireless router in the house, for your smart meter, for your TV, for your blender. You know, a lot of people are not aware that the blender is the strongest source of EMFs in the household, 100 times over the recommended limit of an electromagnetic field, 100 times more.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that's what we think, you know, gives us the good smoothies and the healthy stuff, and at the same time we radiate the greens and the fruit which we throw in there. So this is called an electrosmog protector. So you find those on the website. And if anybody wants to get a bit of a discount here, we use the code. I made a code for you. The code is 415, and you will get a 10% discount on the eSmog Harmonizer and on the Pro Pendant if you want to check this out. So I'm happy to offer that.
Oh, awesome. Well, then we have only a few more minutes. I would like you to just kind of give us an idea, you know, for the next call, for the next in 2 weeks, so people can actually prepare and, you know what we are looking for to share with them.
Yeah, I mean, I would say we talk about water and food because, you know, water is affected a lot through frequencies and through energies, and what can we do to keep our water as strong and as energetic, positive, energetic, energized as possible, and the same with food, of course, because when we look at it from an energetic perspective, you know, even if we filter the water and we get all the physical particles out of it, you know, of toxins and of, there is still a homeopathic vibration of all the toxins still left in the water. And not just that, you know, there even if we get our water through an osmosis filter, there is so much energetic information of the drugs which are used, you know, and people, you know, either wash them down through their toilet or pee them out, you know, through the system, but it is in our water system. So even if we filter everything physically, the energetic homeopathic vibration is still there. So everybody gets like a standard homeopathic dose of Ritalin and, I don't know, call it all the drugs up and down. And, you know, we can talk about what to do with those things and how to fix that. You know, so there's enough material to talk.
Absolutely, anyway. Yes, definitely. And what I was fascinated, you know, when it says GMO and diminished energy value in a food, it's like, oh my God, I got right now this piece, you know, that people do not understand that the energetic value. And I was actually recently reading that even organic food could be low in nutrition.
Absolutely, but you know, let's keep this for next time. And
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Maybe let me just review a few final thoughts. Can I do that?
Okay.
So what I would like you to take from today with you is number one, keep your time on electronics and on your phone down, minimal. You know, especially also for your kids, because kids are much more affected by them than grown-ups, because their brain is smaller, still developing, their skull is softer. You know, so when they have a cell phone on their head, it radiates deeper into the brain than with a grown-up. So keep electronics away from their kids as long as possible, but at some point it will not be possible anymore. I would also say, you know, use a speakerphone if you can. You know, keep the phone away, physically away from your body as far as you can. The intensity decreases with the square of the distance. So if you have it twice as far away from your head, it's only a fourth of the intensity anymore. Mm-hmm. Do not carry your water bottle and your phone in the same bag if there is any chance, because, you know, you ruin your water anyway. And if you don't sleep well or wake up around 3 a.m., just give me a call, you know.
That is so perfect, Werner. Okay, my dear, listen, thank you so much for this absolutely amazing information, and there's so much more. So, folks, please tune in 2 weeks. And, Werner, thank you so much, and we will continue in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you, Magdalena. It was a pleasure, as always.
Same. Oh, my God, there's so much information here to process. Thank you so much, and good night, everybody. Thank you.